Welcome to Experience Junkies. On this show, I bring together meeting and event professionals, global travelers, jet setters, and more to relive the moments we never want to forget. More importantly, we'll attempt as best we can to transport listeners to transformational points in our lives, sharing our observations and emotions behind these stories. By diving into the indelible impact these experiences have had on us, we decode small takeaways about how to be better humans than we were yesterday. Welcome to the Experience Junkies podcast. I am your host, Deanna, and I am so delighted that you found my little corner of the interwebs and you are here sharing with me. So I don't take that lightly and I really appreciate your presence. Let's talk about what an experience junkie is, right? What's the goal of this podcast? What's the goal of this show? So I would say an experience junkie might be similar to what you would call an adrenaline junkie. Think of those people that compete on the X Games, skateboarders, people that jump out of airplanes, who bungee jump, and just they're always looking for that next hit, right? I would say an experience junkie is similar, maybe a little more tame, a little less extreme. I'm definitely not jumping off of any bridges. I'm definitely not going to the highest mountains, you know, the Himalayan mountains or anything of that nature. But ultimately, we're people that seek out memories and seek out unique stories and unique situations that we've never been in before. Like when you think of the term junkie, I know typically it has maybe more of a negative connotation. But really, a junkie is someone like with a compulsive habit, right? Or an obsessive kind of codependency. So I would say an experience junkie is someone with like an obsession with creating, consuming, critiquing memorable travel, events, gatherings, just memories with friends. What is an experience, right? It's really hard to define because an experience spans a lot of different things. It could be travel. It could be watching TV with a loved one. It could be a gathering of your family and friends. It could be waking up in the morning and watching a sunset with a cup of coffee, right? An experience is whatever you want it to be, whatever you deem it to be. But really, it's just about something that you consume and it leaves an impact on you. It could be attending a conference. It could be taking a road trip where you don't have any destination in mind. You just go on the road to clear the air, clear your mind. It could be taking a walk in your neighborhood. You know, an experience can be a lot of different things. And so I think experience junkies are those people, we're like memory makers and collectors. That's what we want. We want to go to places we've never seen, meet people, you know, that aren't, we would never come across in our day-to-day life and share with them, even if it's just a small snippet or, you know, an extended time, especially for those people who choose to, you know, move abroad or, you know, relocate from their home and go live somewhere else that they've never lived before. I would say what sparked my love of experiences and things of that nature would be my career as an event professional and just being fortunate enough to travel for work, and I was allowed to explore new places. But if I really take it back, it would go all the way back to maybe my time in high school when I was learning Spanish and I just loved learning that language so much that I did it all 4 years of high school. I started learning a little bit in college as well. I did 2 semesters and I was this close to minoring in it. I think there's a lot of advice I would go back and give young Deanna in that regard. She gave up a little too easily, but it just gave me an appreciation for, you know, bilingual communities, but also communities outside of my norm, right? People that live differently than me, people that have different history, different experiences than me, and just learning about other cultures. And then you pair that up with, you know, in the early 2000s, you have the rise of the Food Network and the Travel Network and all these places. And you're seeing things that people are going to places that you never would have imagined other than looking at, you know, an Encyclopedia Britannica. I know I'm aging myself because many people don't use those anymore. But, you know, that really put an impact on me because it just opened my eyes to a world that I hadn't really envisioned before. And I would say that I'm not really a material person. So, you know, the new latest gadgets or clothes or purses or those types of things are just not my jam. I'm really, really basic. And I don't know if you've ever, any of my listeners have heard of the five love languages. I would say after some introspection and self-reflection, my love languages are acts of service and quality time. So basically, show me you love me by doing something for me, or show me you love me by doing something with me, whether it's something fun or, like, you know, like I said, just sitting together and watching TV. So just knowing that that's my love language is like something that's shared, right? That just really kind of sparked this conversation and me wanting to have dialogues with other people like me, right? Tapping into their stories, tapping into their travel and experiences, events that they've hosted, events that they've attended, things of that nature, and just really kind of dig beneath the surface, if you will, on, at the end of the day, what are we taking from these situations? How are they transforming us? Like I mentioned with the quote that I heard recently, and it kind of blew my mind. And this individual did not know that I am creating a podcast called Experience Junkies, but he was talking about the fact that many people become addicted to travel events. They become addicted to experiences and consuming them because they want that adrenaline hit. But in the ever-present pursuit of that hit, they never allow themselves to really be transformed by that experience, right? They don't allow themselves to be changed in some way. They don't allow it to take root so that they're not always seeking out the next hit, if you will. And I just loved that. So that's really what the purpose of this podcast is, if you will, kind of seeking why we seek these things out. After we've experienced them, after we've hosted them, what was the impacts, you know, on the greater society, on ourselves, and, you know, what are the learnings that we're taking forth with those, you know, the touchy-feely side, the emotions and observations behind all of these stories, if you will. So I'm so glad you're here with me. For those of you who are listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any of those audio formats, I do want to let you know that there is a visual version of this episode, of all the episodes, if you will, on YouTube. So every episode will also have a video episode that a companion on YouTube, and our guests will be bringing photos and images and video from the stories that we discuss on the episodes. So not only can you hear their stories, hear their experiences, if you will, but you can also kind of see with your own eyes. We really want to try and transport you as much as we can to those points in time. So I'm really glad that you're here. Stick around. There will be some fun companion content for each episode as well that I'm so excited to release for you. And yeah, thank you for stopping by the Experience Junkies podcast. Definitely let me know in the reviews what you think about the show. If there are questions that you have for me or any of my guests, if there's content that you would love for me to cover, if there's other guests that you think I should interview, definitely let me know. And I will be happy to kind of create a safe space, if you will, for those of us, you know, seeking that adrenaline hit, that rush from the next experience. With that, have a great day, and thank you so much for stopping by.